Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you may remember that for the last week I began this talking about the what I call the Small Business Survival Course. One of the things that that most of you won't be surprised to hear, and that I have learned from some of the research that the SBA does through Chad Moutre's shop over at the Office of Advocacy at the SBA, is that about 40%, actually more than 40% of all businesses fail by the time they've gotten to the fourth year. Now you would think that if they've survived 4 years that they would make it. But they still don't, and then of course they continue to fail on through 5 years, 6 years, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that I believe is that if there were a course that you could take, and I guess there are, but it's just they're not generally available. If there were a course that you could sit down and take for small business to be a small business owner, I think those failures would go down. One thing that I think would happen is that fewer people would start small businesses, and that's one of the reasons failures would go down, would because there's a lot of people who start small businesses ill-advisedly, and they even if they knew some of the fundamentals that I've been talking about and I'm going to continue to talk about, it would intimidate them, or it would make them realize that maybe they don't have what it takes to be a small business owner. Maybe now that they know the things that need to be done, some people would say, okay, now I know, and now I'll do them correctly, and therefore I'll be successful because I'm not going to make these mistakes that don't have to be made. But some people will say, I think, you know what? I'm glad I know this because that's not what I want to do. Now that I know what it takes, all the different things that have to be done, the degree of difficulty of all these things that have to be done in a small business, now that I know that, I'm not naive about it. I'm not starry-eyed about what I want to do in my business, so starry-eyed that I don't see these other challenges. Now that I know this, forget about it. I'm clocking in tomorrow. I'm going back to work. I'm going to be an employee the rest of my life. So that's the reason I think this course could serve two important purposes. One is to actually get people imprinted with the fundamentals, get them to understand these fundamentals that I've been talking about and that we will be talking about, and also to explain to, you know, a lot of times when people have come to me over the years and told me they wanted to start a business, my first goal, believe it or not, and this is not anything but tough love, my first goal is to make sure that they understand how tough it's going to be, and probably to talk them out of it. And to me, if I can talk you out of starting your own business, and I'm not going to do it by subterfuge or by, you know, any kind of trickery, I'm just going to, or any kind of ill will, it's just that I'm going to tell you the truth and give it to you, you know, unvarnished. And if I do that, and I can talk you out of starting your business, you probably didn't need to do it anyway. But after you hear all the things that a small business owner goes through, and you still want to do it, then you probably got a good shot. But only if you understand the fundamentals. The financial fundamentals, the human resources fundamentals, the management fundamentals, the technology fundamentals, all those things. There are fundamentals. Just like, you know, if you wanted to become a brain surgeon, you couldn't be one tomorrow, could you? Of course not. How many years, decades maybe, does it take to become an effective brain surgeon? How much, obviously you've got to be pretty smart too. You got to start out with certain assets, right? And so what makes you think that if you want to be a small business owner, today you decide you want to be and tomorrow you become one? What makes you think that you're prepared? I'm afraid a lot of times that happens. People think that if I can be a consumer, if I can buy and sell as a consumer in the marketplace, if I can be an employee, why can't I be an owner? Well, it's just different. It's not the same. And there are things that you need to know. And so that's what we're trying to do here by covering these fundamentals. And I've been doing this every year now for several years. Last week, I talked about human resources. I began the human resources part of the curriculum. And I talked about training, the importance of getting your folks training. Today, I want to talk about motivation. And so here's my question to you. Is your success strategy based on motivating employees in their assignments? Now, you might be saying, you know what? My success story is based on me getting rich. My success story is based on what my company can be in this year and next year and 5 years from now. My success story is based on growing my business from $100,000 a year to $1 million a year to $10 million a year. My success story is based on having a branch in the next city over or going, taking it, becoming a franchise. That's what my success story is built on. Is based on. Well, I get that and I understand. But I think if that's where your focus is, what you might be missing is what you need to focus on prior to accomplishing that success strategy. Because my question to you would be, okay, that's fine. All of those things you just said, those are fine. But can you do that by yourself? Are you going to be able to accomplish all those things all by your lonesome? I think you're going to say no. And when you do, then you're going to need to rethink your success strategy, which when we come back, I'm going to explain to you how that works. And I'm going to talk to you about, I'll remind you about something you may have heard me talk about before, Blasingame's first law of aggregation. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And please check it out when you can, because it's all there for you. We've arranged for all those resources to be there just so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including thousands of archives. We create over 1,000 new archives every year and have been now since 1999. So that you can go back and listen to shows that we've done in the past. And there are thousands of articles there, too, that I've written and that our Brain Trust members have written. Our blog is there, which brings everything we've done recently right up front for you. It's an audio blog, a multimedia blog, I really should say. You get an article and the four interviews I've done today in every blog entry. And you can subscribe to that. We'll send it to you. You don't have to come get it. Also, you can subscribe to my newsletter, my free newsletter, which comes by email on Sunday. I hope you'll check those things out. And I hope you'll say thanks to our sponsors who help us create these things and make them available to you for free. Blasingame's first law of aggregation states, your employees' success in their assignments ultimately aggregate for and accrue to you, the owner. Now, Think about this. I asked you the question a minute ago. Can you, all these grand plans that you have for your business, all this success that you're imagining, that you're planning for, you're working hard for, you've taken the risks for, you're living, eating, and breathing your business strategy, your business model, your plans, so that you can have all this success. But the question is, can you do it by yourself? If you can, congratulations. I'd like to come and watch. But I bet the answer is no. I bet the answer is no. In fact, you're probably saying, well, duh, of course I can't do it by myself. That's right. You're going to have employees at some point in time. If you're going to grow your business to any degree, you're going to wind up having employees. You're going to have people that are going to come and hitch their wagon to your star. They're going to have to believe in what you're doing, especially these days, if you're going to keep them. If you're going to keep them happy, make them productive so that they can do their jobs and you can leverage their efforts for your ultimate success strategy. If you're going to do all that, you got to be able to find good people, but more importantly, you've got to be able to help them be successful in their assignments. And that's what I want you to think about today. I want you to think about, look around all the people who work with you. And think about what they're doing, whether they're driving a truck, they're moving inventory around the warehouse, they're shipping products out, they're turning they're managing a device of some kind, some machine or a computer, they're answering the phone, they're managing numbers for you, they're calling on customers, whatever they may be doing for you, that's their job. And one of the things we know about human beings is everybody wants to be successful. Now, if they wanted to be business owners, they would be business owners and you wouldn't have them. They'd be doing their own thing. But apparently, if they're working for you, they're for the time being at least, they're willing to be employees. But that doesn't change the fact that they want to be successful. And so, if you're leveraging all of their efforts toward your ultimate success goal, then your first success strategy is not to be successful yourself. Your first success strategy must be to help your employees be successful in their assignments. And that means getting them the training that we talked about a couple of days ago that they need. It means creating an environment, a working environment that's conducive to productivity and to them feeling that they're making some progress, that they're working with a team and that they're part of the overall picture. You know, this grand scheme that you've got, they want to feel like their efforts are part of building that. They want to help you build that. And the way you do that is you help them be successful in their assignments. What you have to do is you have to be able to subordinate your ego. As you're managing your employees, you got to be able to subordinate. And I say you, I should be saying we. We have to be able to subordinate our egos and our own personal recognition for that of our employees. We have to be able to say, you know, right now this is about them. But during the time that we're together, that what they do, the success that they have in their assignments, because they're working in my company, now we get back to Blasingame's first law of aggregation. And that is that your employees' success in their assignments ultimately aggregate for and accrue to you, the owner. So if you want to be outrageously successful, if you want to have more business and more success than you could ever imagine, don't try to be successful yourself. Help your stakeholders be successful first, and then you will be successful ultimately. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Karen Harned. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administat.
Inspect. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.